The next patient is Angel Feregrino, F-E-R-E-G-R-I-N-O, Angel Feregrino. This is a clinical case of a 58-year-old Mexican male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 2A3. The patient has proteinuria and nephrotic levels. This patient has severe retinopathy, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia. This time I don't have a quantification of the protein. It wasn't done, but the patient has been taking Jardiance 25 milligrams on daily basis, and the laboratory workup fails to show any deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.7. On December the 14th of 2023 was 1.82. The estimated GFR is 46. The patient has an albumin that is 3.6. We are going to quantify the protein for the next visit. Since there is no evidence of hyperkalemia, the potassium is 4.3, the patient will get benefit of the administration of Kerendia, 10 milligrams, that we are going to start every other day for 2 weeks. We're going to check the BMP, and if the potassium allows us to increase to once a day, we will. Number two, the average mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C, is up to 8.5. He was taking 15 units of 70-30, but he says that he wakes up with a blood sugars of 140. They don't apply any insulin, but in the evening time, the blood sugar is always above 300. The recommendation is to start the patient on 5 units of 70-30 if the sugar is above 100. And keep increasing the insulin 3 units every 3 days if the blood sugar is above 120 in the mornings. Following number. Arterial hypertension that is under control today is 125 over 76. The body weight remains stable at 179. Following number. Hyperlipidemia is under control. The total cholesterol is 186, the HDL 46, and the LDL is about 106. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Ms. Hannah Campbell, H-A-N-N-A-H, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L, A-R-M-P, is following the case, and we are going to defer the management of the hypothyroidism and blood sugar to the endocrinologist. following number, insomnia, that has been improving with the administration of temazepam. We are going to see the patient in April of this year with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.